right, let's give some stuff away with a little Sporkle action. Here we go. Galvin, what line are you playing for?
I'm going to win today again for line 14.
Good morning. Who is this?
Joe.
Hi, Joe. Please hold. Galvin's playing for you. Spanish.
I will play for line 3, please.
Good morning. Who is this? That's you. Your pupil of failure, Spanish. Good morning. Hello. Hello?
Yes, do you have all your callers?
No. What is your name?
Karen.
Karen?
Karen.
Yes.
Hi, Karen. Spanish is going to play for you today.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Right. That is.
I mean, that's great. Really great. Yeah.
Okay,
hold on.
It's great. Out.
I'll take line 14. Hello?
No, I have line.
All right.
Oh, no.
15 is what I meant. Good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. What is your name, sir?
Chris.
All right, Chris, I'm playing for you. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Rob is your judge. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today, it's kind of a different one. We don't normally play ones like these. But
why? Because you were late?
Total faith in you guys. No. So can you answer these science questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love science.
Not something normal. And all the answers have something in common.
Why do you do that? It always messes
me up. They're all natural gases.
There you go. Okay, first one. What is the surname of the scientist who developed the theory of relativity?
Einstein.
There you go. Galvin. Joules, kilowatts, and...
Electricity.
Kilocalories are units of what capacity of physical systems? Energy. That's what I was looking for. The theory of what phenomenon was outlined in Charles Darwin's 19th...
Evolution.
Spanish. What geometric term describes the shape of the orbits of the planets?
Orbs.
No.
Oval?
No.
Oh, I know what it is. Damn it. Sphere?
No. Oh. Ellipse.
Ellipse.
Oh, ellipse. What term is used to describe a group of organisms whose members have all ceased to exist?
Extinct.
Mycelta.
People listen to this when we play with my movie quizzes, and they're like, they're so fast and so smart.
Yeah. Science.
And when you do science, they're like, you're a bunch of guys, you should re-go to school.
Yeah. Reschoolers.
Reschoolers.
Yeah, I'm a bunch of reschoolers.
What did Dmitri Mendeleev notably arrange by increasing atomic weight to establish an early periodic table?
What did he what?
What did he arrange?
Elements.
There you go. Spanish. The obscuring of one celestial body by another is known as Galvin. What is a component of atoms that has a negative charge?
Electron.
Spanish.
Is it obscuring?
What?
The eclipse?
Obscuring, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can't see it anymore.
Yeah, I know. I just...
Okay. A fertilized egg cell is referred to
embryo.
By... Spanish. We're halfway there.
Someone went to school.
Right now, Mike is in last place with 1, Galvin in second place with 2, and in first place is Spanish with 4.
All right. What inherent property is sometimes referred to as stretchiness?
Elasticity.
Yes. Spanish. What is the term for rigid external covering?
Exoskeleton.
Yes, Spanish.
What? You should have been a doctor. Why didn't you just stick with it?
Head, neck, and face.
Embarrass your whole family.
What large mammals belong to the only extinct family?
Elephants.
Yes.
Extinct.
No.
Extent?
Extent, because elephants are not extinct. Extent.
Oh, you extent family.
Yeah, extent okay. Family. That's what I said.
Yeah, blame her.
I don't know. The transformation of liquid into gas by an increase of temperature and or a decrease in pressure is known by what term?
That is...
The transformation from liquid to gas.
Yep.
That is...
That is steamization.
Oh. You don't know the theme.
No. Yeah.
Either I can.
Oh,
tell.
I forgot there was a theme.
Yeah. Theme.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. This is the only time the theme's helping me right now.
Oh, I got it now because of the theme.
Yeah.
It's evaporation.
Evaporation.
Oh, the theme. I know.
I got it too.
Yep. What is the term for a biological community in
environment?
No, of interacting.
Ecosystem.
Yes.
He's not smart. He figured out the theme. That's it.
Sucker.
I don't think so. What type of protein catalyze biochemical reactions?
Enzyme.
Yes. Spanish.
I was going to say I didn't know the theme.
What alkyne is comprised of 2 carbon and 6 hydrogen atoms?
2C8H6 is better known as
ethane.
Okay.
Ethane, I don't know. And we're in the last 3.
Oh, damn it, man.
Oh, yeah.
In last place, Mike, you only have 1 correct. Galvin, you're in 2nd with 2. Spanish has a lead of 7. He has a total of 9.
I forgot there was a theme.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you would have got it, you would have.
Now I know. It's one to grow on.
All right. What type of object usually consists of a large number of closely spaced turns of wire that create a magnetic field?
Electromagnet.
Yes. Spanish. This principle states that a chemical system is what state. Oh, in what state will counteract a change in it?
Michigan. No, just kidding.
This principle states that a chemical system in what state will counteract a change in it?
Equal opposite reaction.
Equilibrium. Should have finished that one. And the last one.
I'm going to get this.
By what technique is a direct current used to drive a non-spontaneous chemical reaction?
Jesus.
Oh.
Say it again.
By what technique is a direct current used to drive a non-spontaneous chemical reaction?
I'll let you guys take this one.
You know it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Electrolysis?
Electrolysis.
You should know that word.
Wait, she didn't even give us the bonus question yet.
Oh, you really want it?
Yeah, I want to get one.
I was saving this. You're not going to get this. What quantity is loosely associated with the amount of chaos in a thermodynamic system?
Yeah, it's Spanish.
That would be eon.
No, it would not be. Mike, you want to take a shot?
No.
Galvin, any clue?
Ernest goes to camp.
Entropy?
Oh, entropy, yeah.
Wow, that was tough, man.
Yeah, back in it.
Yeah,
it was tough for everybody with Spanish because in last place, Mike only had 1, Galvin only had 2, Spanish at 10.
Oh, yeah.
10.
Well, we didn't know there was a theme until halfway through.
I told you there was a theme.
I know. We didn't realize it.
Okay.
And then we didn't go to school for a head, neck, and...
And I will
face
say,
semester.
That's why we don't do science quizzes.
Because I dominate. Oh, let's relax.
No, I want to do more of those.
You want to do more of those?
Yeah, it's making me smarter.
All right. John Brennan told me not to, but I will.
What?
Yeah. He told me stick with entertainment.
He may be your boss, down, but he's not the boss of this show.
I know,
but
I'm saying when he left and he gave me instructions on how he did Sporkle.
Well, that's why he's gone.
He said we're a bunch of reschoolers.
I don't think that's why he's gone, but
you don't want to sound like a reschooler.
Yeah, a bunch of reschoolers.
You're so bad at Sporkle, they promoted him.
Yeah.
They were in charge of the entire radio station.
They were like, no longer. Well, you quiz those guys.
Don't worry, Carmen. You won't get promoted out of here.
You do such a great job. You'll be fine.